Sex, drugs, and consenting adults continues. Here again from the Statue of Liberty, John Stossel.
We talk about the past 20 years as a time of peace in America, but in fact, we're at war. This war has been hugely destructive and has lasted longer than the war in Vietnam. We spend almost $100 million a day fighting this war. The military does much of the work in other countries. But most of the battles are fought here at home. After all, this is a war against our own people. I'm talking, of course, about the war on drugs. This is a war worth fighting, isn't it? We have to protect all the innocent people who live in fear because their streets are so unsafe.
Oh God, we ask you for the Holy Spirit.
Some people selling drugs were shot to death right on this corner. And our cross is a sign of the suffering that drugs cause.
In this part of the Bronx, New York, they hold these anti-drug vigils every month. Jesuit priest Joseph Kane has his ministry here.
Brothers and sisters, may the grace and peace of our loving God.
For 25 years, Father Kane's lived in this neighborhood amidst drug violence. But now he believes the laws against drugs do more harm than the drugs themselves.
Peace be with you. Thank you.
First of all, they barely make a dent in the drug trade.
I think what we have to realize is that interdiction is just about impossible.
You're going to sell this big truck.
The drug war doesn't stop the flow of drugs, because making drugs illegal makes smuggling more profitable. $100 worth of Peruvian cocaine is worth $2,000 on these streets. That keeps sellers selling.
The corner up above is heroin, the corner above that would be cocaine, and then down our block is smoke, you know, so...
The worst effect of the drug war, he says, is the crime. Kane says if drugs were legal, there'd be less violence here.
You've got enough chaos in this neighborhood now. If it were legal, you don't think you'd have more?
John, I hate to interrupt you. I think the violence in this neighborhood is caused by it being illegal.
But the violence isn't caused by the drug?
It's caused by the cost of the drug. In the sense, when you make that drug illegal, you have raised the price to such an extent that I'm willing to kill you to get your street corner. See, I cannot deal with you legally. So how can I take over this very lucrative market that you have? The only way I can get you is with violence.
So that's an odd idea, that it's the drug war that causes the crime. But think about it. Drug users rarely commit crimes just because they're high on their drugs. But outlawing the drug causes crime two ways. First, it puts the drug trade in the hands of outlaws. And second, by making the drug scarce, it raises the price. And that makes drug users more likely to steal. Nicotine is said to be almost as addictive as cocaine. Yet no one's knocking over 7-Elevens to get Marlboros.
Would there be less violence with the repeal of our laws? There would be.
People try to say it's the law that causes the problem. It's the drug and the drug usage that causes the problem.
Tom Constantine heads the DEA, America's Drug Enforcement Administration. He says we must fight the drug culture.
I think we have a responsibility as a democratic society to protect ourselves from those types of detrimental situations.
Of course, when we tried to protect ourselves from the alcohol culture, it was a disaster.
For 13 years, the idiocy continued despite...
Prohibition gave rise to criminals like Al Capone.
Gangsterism was a natural sequel, and battles for exclusive territories erupted with a violence unparalleled in the history of law enforcement.
It's what happens when you outlaw something that lots of people want. Today's gangs, created by drug prohibition, make Al Capone look small.
Their wealth for criminals and organized criminals exceeds anything that we've ever seen, even when the mafia was dominant in the United States.
But even if the law makes some criminals rich, he says, we must fight the war to send a message to the children. Yet kids aren't getting the message.
In our teenage population, we are finding that kids have lost the message that drugs are bad for them. They don't see us disapproving strongly enough of drugs.
What's the purpose of the war? You've got this huge war. You're locking up more and more people, and the kids still don't get it.
The purpose of the war is to save those kids.
It's not clear that kids are being saved. I'm sure the law deters some from trying drugs, but some teenagers are attracted to what's forbidden. And in poor neighborhoods, what may be the most perverse effect of the law is teaching kids that real work, entry-level jobs, are for suckers. Why work at McDonald's when the coolest guys in the neighborhood, the ones with the best clothes and the best cars, are the dealers?
They got the most money?
The most money, the most power.
They have the lucidity.
for cheese?
Cheese, what they call it, eh?
They don't buy cheese stuff like us.
Right.
Buy something. They got the money, power, and respect.
So doesn't it make you want to grow up to be a dealer?
No.
Bad money.
Bad money.
Heroically, most of the kids will resist the temptation. But that's a lot to ask of a kid.
That's why society has to arrest and prosecute those individuals that commit those crimes as a signal to all the rest of the people that we care about the issue.
So who's the enemy in this war?
The individuals who are selling drugs at great profit, involved in these monumental criminal enterprises. Certainly not those poor people who become addicted to drugs. I don't think they should be anybody's enemy. In fact, they should be somebody we look at with some compassion.
Well, we are locking them up.
No, not really.
And who's filling the jails?